got an invitation to an Irish jubilee. Down at Paddy Moyes' home, so we and there you see. The tunes they played were Irish and the little Yiddish band. Twas jazzin' of Killarney and the tunes of Paddy's land. The little sly trombone was played by Izzy Cone. They were singing those good old Irish songs, voices ringing of Erin's rights and wrongs. Little J.K. Rosenstein sang Killarney with O'Brien. There was a drink and bun for everyone, Miss Levy. She brought her fills of fish, and Mrs. Casey enjoyed the dish. Sure you couldn't have the blues with the Irish and the Jews in that little Irish home, sweet home. Everything was harmony, so pleasant and serene, until the band mixed Mazel's off with wearing of the green. McCracken said the orchestra was just a bunch of mutts, so he grabbed a Bevo bottle and he started cracking nuts. They started serving punches here and there, both left and right. It wasn't very private, it was anybody's fight. First they threw the leader down the stairs, but not alone. Izzy Cone accompanied him upon the slide trombone. When the drummer tried to beat it, he turned up his toes. Because he played by ear, McGuire punched him in the nose. Danny Dunn, the barber, having no shillelagh there, with a ukulele potted Molovinsky's hair. Tom McAleen at Katzenstein then threw a big bouquet. But in the flowers was a brick, they buried him today. The landlord tried to stop it, but he had no chance to win. They hit his diamond pin in Mrs. Goldberg's double chin. They kept swinging, they swung with all their might. They kept singing, sure it's a grand old night. Then they drank the gasoline out of Rosenblum's machine. There was a ton of fun for everyone. The neighbors came in to lend a hand and help the Irish to beat the band. Levi hollered for a cop, but the cop wouldn't stop. And that little Irish home, sweet home. And that little Irish home, sweet home.